Oh, yes. What's up, you guys? We're finally back. Yep, you know how it is. Every time I come on, I have to apologize for being the worst podcast host ever. That's right. That's me. Here we go. Yeah. What? Yes. Come on, you guys. We're back. All right. What's going on, you guys? Welcome to Here We Go, an NSYNC podcast hosted by the worst podcast host ever. That would be me, Peter Sirs. I am a comedian. I am a podcaster, obviously, but I'm also a huge NSYNC fan. NSYNC fan, NSYNC stan, NSYNC man. What else rhymes with fan, stan, and man? NSYNC. Yeah, you get it. So, if you're new here, welcome. I'm sure there's a lot of you guys that are new here because, you might have seen me mention in the Wall Street Journal last week. What? I know, dude. It's fucking wild. So we're going to get into some stuff today. But if you're new to this podcast, let me just give you a brief overview of how we do this. I started this podcast a couple years ago because I'm an NSYNC fan, hashtag Avi, and also because I thought it would be funny because most of the NSYNC podcasts that are out there are hosted by girls or a girl, and there weren't really any straight male POV podcast about their favorite group, NSYNC, so I decided to go ahead and do that. And every episode, we usually, we'll talk about what happened over the last week, which in this case, it's been like 3 weeks since my last episode because I suck. And also, you know, anything going on. Obviously, there's lots going on these days. And then we break down a song on most of the episodes. Every once in a while, I'll have a guest. We've had some great guests. We've had the girls from Mission NSYNC on here. We've had Astro. I'm using her Twitter name. We had Kiana Davis. We've had my friend Laura. We've had my friend Michelle. And they all have their ties to the band in one form or another. And I will love to continue to have more guests on the show. I'm working on some, but as you guys know, some of you guys have been listening since episode one. So welcome back. You guys know that we've done a bunch of these, and I always say that I'm going to have a guest, and then something happens with my schedule and whatnot and whatever. So that's also why I've been absent for a few weeks, but welcome back. Don't know if you guys saw, but the article in the Wall Street Journal came out last week. I was quoted in there, which is pretty cool, considering I don't know how many people they reached out to. I know they reached out to some people, but I was lucky enough to be one of the few people that got some press in the Wall Street Journal, so I can now say that I am in the Wall Street Journal, as seen in the Wall Street Journal, Peter Sirs, this podcast. The article was just about, you know, speculation about a tour in such like that. Nothing crazy, I guess, was in, you know, nothing to, what's the word I'm looking for? Nothing, like, there were no revelations in the article, just, you know, some blurbs from me, some blurbs from some other fans. You know, it's all just speculating on the tour and some of the hints that we've gotten. And if I'm being honest, since the article came out, there have been more than just clues, but you've got people like Lance basically being like, no, we're going to do something else. Like, we have to do something else. So I'm all about that. Obviously, we all are, but also at the same time, I thought it was interesting because there's another guy quoted in the article. Hopefully I'm pronouncing his name right, Jonathan Ruggiero. He says as a kid, you know, he used to keep his love for NSYNC under wraps because it wasn't the coolest thing to like NSYNC as a dude. And, you know, I talked about that in one of my, in the first episode, how I was vocal about my fandom and about wanting, not only loving the music and the dances and everything, but also in wanting to be a part of, you know, I wanted to be a pop star. I wanted to be, if not in NSYNC, in another band or a pop star. And so, you know, while Jonathan kept his under wraps, I was very vocal. And yeah, I got shit for it. But you know what? I don't fucking care, dude. I've got the number one podcast about NSYNC on the internet. And I was in the Wall Street Journal. So, you know what I mean? FOAD, as they say. And if you don't know what that means, you can Google it. Not to you guys, just to the haters is who I'm saying that to. But anyway, so we're back. Like I said, I'm sorry. I did want to get into, so there's a lot of things, you know, over the last few weeks since I've been gone. But we will start with a couple of quotes. And this one is out of the Billboard.com article, but they interviewed Lance. And this is Lance on the future of NSYNC, I guess. We have to get it right this time. And unfortunately, NSYNC had to go down in flames for that one, he said, of the seemingly strike-scuttled bigger plan. So they're talking about, you know, Better Place and how the guys weren't really able to do whatever it is that they had planned on doing for the release of the song and the movie and everything. But we had so much fun. I don't see this as our last thing. Because of this strike, I feel like we owe it to the fans again to rectify this and do something else. But until the strike ends, we can't really even figure out what is next, if there's anything next. Hopefully, we'll have a plan in place once this lifts and we're able to get back to work. So, you know, so what that tells me is, one, they probably had a VMA performance planned to kind of kick off the launch of the song, you know, maybe a one night kind of TV special kind of thing. And, you know, they have to be careful with the promoting of the song from the movie because of the strike and blah, blah, blah. But that's Lance saying that, like, we owe it. We have to rectify this. And then here's another quote from another article. Also from Lance, there's definitely hopes for something fun in the future because, look, we had too much fun with just doing this one song. It can't stop now. We agree, Lanston. We agree. You know, and everybody, of course, now that the song is out and everything's been going on, everyone's been asking me, like, when the tour is going to actually have a great joke that I've been working on stage about the tour or potential tour and whatnot. And it's actually really funny, if I don't say so myself, but whatever. Maybe you guys will come see me perform in a city near you next year, and we can figure this, and you can let me know if it's funny or not. But, you know, everyone wants to know my opinion. My opinion is I think they're going to do it, dude. They have to do it. Like, there's such a market for it now, you know, especially when you got, like I said, you know, you have Backstreet and 98 Degrees and O-Town doing things, and the biggest band of all of those isn't. So it's like, come on, like, we're gonna do something. We just don't know when, and I don't think any of us really do. It's only speculation, but I think I wouldn't be doing this podcast justice, okay, if I didn't address the new stuff that's going on. As you guys may or may not know, there was a memoir released last week, or I guess 2 weeks ago now. When did it come out? I don't know. I finished reading it. I think it came out last 2 weeks ago now. The Woman in Me by Britney Spears came out. When did it come out? I don't know. Does it matter? I guess. Maybe not. I don't know. I want to see when it came out now. The Woman in Me. Nope. Wrong Google. Sorry, if you're new here, this is what happens sometimes. I don't have someone on the soundboard feeding me the quotes that I need or whatever. The Woman in Me, Britney Spears, blah, came out on... God damn it. This is when I need it, it's there. I don't fucking know, dude. You guys hate me right now. The Woman in Me, Britney Spears. Can't fucking find when it came out. The Woman in Me, Britney Spears. Oh my god, you guys fucking hate me right now. Oh, I'm still here, don't worry. I'm trying to fucking Google this in real time. October 24th, that's what I thought. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. Sorry I took 2 minutes to fucking do that. But anyway, you know, so, as you guys know, they quoted me in the Wall Street Journal. Did I mention that already? And, and, you know, oh, like a week or so later after the guy interviewed me, he emailed me and asked me if, and I talked about this on the podcast a couple weeks ago, but he asked me if I thought that the recent revelations from the book would affect NSYNC or an NSYNC tour or anything like that. And the revelations about Justin, and we'll get into that in a second. But, you know, my answer to him, and I was like, you can quote me on this, which he didn't, by the way. But my quote was, and I don't know this guy. I don't know him. I don't know if this is true or not, but Nick Carter has had multiple sexual assault allegations. And I'm not trying to be like bad guy versus, you know, I don't know all the specifics. I've seen articles. I've read, you know, the article that, what's her name? Melissa, I forget her last name, from Dream, who accused him of sexual assault back when they were like young. And then another girl recently came forward, and it's like, look, if the Backstreet Boys are still able to tour and do cruises and all this shit with multiple sexual assault allegations against Nick Carter, I think Justin and these revelations are going to be fine, and it's not going to affect an NSYNC tour one bit. And so we get into these revelations. So here's my thing. Yes, this is an NSYNC podcast, but I'm going to talk about this book because, you know, Britney and NSYNC kind of go hand in hand for a number of reasons. One, you have Britney's ties to the Mickey Mouse Club when she met Justin, and she talks about that in the book, how they met and whatever, and kind of had a little thing, but then they broke off and then they reconnected. And anyway, but you know, obviously they were both, you know, hugely integral parts of TRL. And I actually learned something, by the way. I learned that they changed the name of MTV Live to TRL because of NSYNC. And I learned that on the Name Drop podcast, hosted by Chris Kirkpatrick of NSYNC, and Brian McFadden, formerly of MTV. He might still be on MTV, I'll be honest. Don't fucking watch MTV anymore, so I don't even know if he's on there or not. But I'm gonna go with no, because they don't even play videos anymore. But anyway, because people wanted to come and be in the studio to see NSYNC, they changed the name of the show to Total Request Live, which is kind of crazy because people were calling in and requesting, and I didn't know that. I'm sure some of you guys knew that, and you're like, Peter, yes, we know more than you, and you probably do. But that was a fun tidbit of information for me, okay? So if you guys all knew that, fucking good for you. But, you know, obviously, you know, they went on, Britney and NSYNC went on tour together. Obviously, Britney and Justin dated. And so there were a lot of, they performed together at the VMAs. Remember that one? That was a fucking great performance, right? you know, so there's obviously tons of ties. So yeah, we're going to talk about this book. And so here's the thing, you guys. I am a Britney fan. As a matter of fact, if you knew me back when, Britney, for the longest time, even though she dated Justin, was like my number one. When I say number one, I mean like celebrity that like I would cheat on anybody that I'm with for or just drop anything. That was Britney. And I had a poster of her in my room until I was about, I don't know, 25, 26, maybe 20. I'm trying to think because I remember the apartment that I lived in when I had the poster, and I lived there from 2005 until 2007, maybe. So like 2 years I lived there. And so I had a poster up of Britney. And I also had my NSYNC puppets, or my marionette dolls back then. Even though I was 26, 27 years old, I didn't care. I loved Britney. I'm a Britney fan. I still, you know, I love Britney. She had so many bangers. I saw her in concert a few times. You know, I don't have any... I'm not a slander Britney person, but I'm also not a Britney is right and everybody else is wrong person either. I, like many people, you know, kind of blamed her for what happened with Justin and her. And, you know, I've been saying for years, because you guys remember, or maybe you don't know, but I used to be a dancer, and I used to go to Millennium and take classes with Wade all the time, and it's one of those things, you guys, where, you know, I've been saying this for 20 plus years, yeah, she cheated on Justin with Wade. You don't have to say what you did. I already know. I found out from him. Wade is him. Like, whether they want to admit that's what the song is about or not, the video had the girl that looked like, and whatever, you know. And, you know, sadly, you know, we've all kind of watched the decline, you know, to an extent of Britney. And I kind of put it as, you know, like the timeline of it kind of coincided when she broke up with Justin, and from then, and it was one thing after another. And so I wanted to read the book to hear, obviously, her side of these things. And, you know, okay, so let's just put it out there. So, I'm paraphrasing because I don't have the book in. I listen to the audiobook because just as I don't have time to fucking do this podcast every week like I'm supposed to be doing these days because of my travel schedule and whatnot. I don't have time to sit down and read, but I want to. So I read the audiobook, or I listened to the audiobook, which is narrated by Michelle Williams, which is interesting, to say the least. Don't know... don't know how that came about, her choosing Michelle Williams, but, you know, I don't know. But anyway, so here's what I'll say. In the book, she talks about how Justin cheated on her multiple times, and she doesn't mention anybody. She says that he was spotted in a car in London or whatever with, I was going to say Fifth Harmony, but that's not the group. Fifth Harmony is Camila Cabello. God, I'm already missing. I forget. It was an English group. I forget what the girls' names are. But, and that he cheated on with somebody else who is kind of famous, who has kids now. And here's just a little tidbit. Just as I knew that, you know, Justin, Britney cheated on Justin with Wade, because I was in the dance community back then, there were also rumblings that Justin had a thing with a very sexy young dancer who went by the name of Jenna Dewan, who later went on to be the star of the movie Step Up, as you guys all know, and then marry Channing Tatum and blah, blah, blah. You guys all know this, right? Okay. Allegedly, they had a thing also. Justin was linked to a lot of starlets, but Brittany mentions in the book that she didn't want to mention the person, but that it was a very famous person, but she doesn't want to mention her by name because she has kids and it's whatever. Okay. Could have been Jenna Dewan, might be somebody else, don't know. Okay. Maybe it's true. Maybe Justin cheated on her back then, before she cheated on him. You know, that was 20 plus, more than over 20 years ago. I'm not saying it's okay, but there's a difference between cheating on somebody when you're in your early 20s and doing it when you're married. And I mean, it doesn't make it okay, but it's just, you know. And then she talks about, you know, that they got pregnant, and basically alludes to the fact that Justin didn't want to have a kid, and he kind of convinced her to have an abortion, and, you know, and this is a big revelation, you know, that's a big deal. It would have been a huge deal then, right? Obviously pre-social media, so, you know, it was just a different time, but that would have been huge news. One, that they got pregnant, you know, the dream couple, the ultimate power couple. I mean, aside from Brittany and Justin, like, what other kind of pop royalty do you have? You don't really have pop royalty. You've got, like, Jay-Z and Beyonce, you know, but I mean, Brittany and Justin, Jutney, as they called it later on, you know, I mean, iconic. They were the pop prince and princess, like, you know. That would have been huge news. But also, like, it's not like he forced her to have, yeah, I mean, so here's the thing, okay, and some of you guys are going to maybe be, you know, bite my head off about this, and I honestly, I don't know, I'm just giving you my opinion on this, but, you know, the whole book, I'm done with it, I'm finished, I you know, I listened to the whole thing, the whole book is Brittany sharing how fucked up her life has been from, you know, the fact that her, I mean, she's talking about her grandparents, how her grandfather was an alcoholic and on drugs, and then her grandmother, or no, not her grandmother, but one of her grandfather's wives, you know, had a miscarriage, and she shot herself in the head, and just, like, all these, and her dad was an alcoholic, and then, you know, and then Justin cheated on her, and then she had an abortion, and then Kevin Federline, you know, was a loser and, you know, used her, and then, you know, this person used her for money, and then the dad used her for money, and then the tabloids were doing this, and Jamie Lynn wasn't grateful for everything that Britney did for her, and it's just one thing after another of how much of a victim she is. And here's the thing, you guys. Now, if you guys have been here from the beginning, this podcast has evolved, or maybe not evolved, but the way, what I envisioned this podcast to be when I started it is different than what it is now. Like, it evolved as I started, and throughout the course of this podcast, as I've broken down, you know, NSYNC song lyrics and whatnot, I have shared many parts of my life with you guys, because I just feel like, yeah, like, I can talk about NSYNC and I'm doing it, but I'm also relating it to my life, because that's what music does. It allows us to, interpret lyrics in a way that we can make them about us or feel a certain thing. That's the connection. That's what makes music great. You know, you hear a song and immediately you get transported to a certain time and place, and you remember who you were dating and who you're friends with. And that's why, like we've said, these songs from this band make us feel a certain way, because for most of us it was, you know, a much more innocent time in our lives, a much more, I guess, worry-free time in our lives. Some of us were, you know, barely teenagers. Some of us were older teenagers like myself, you know, and becoming young adults and, you know, exploring ourselves and our bodies and other people's bodies and just, you know, important years of our lives and times in our life when our brains are being molded into certain things. And like I said, I've shared a lot of things with you. I've had a lot of heartbreak in my life, and a lot of the people that I've dated, you know, there's certain songs, like you guys have learned, that remind me of them. And so I've shared a lot of that with you, and I've shared, you know, the fact that my mom died and that my dad died, and, you know, and there's a lot of things that I haven't shared with you guys. You know, those, some of those things are messed up as it is, but, you know, I was, you know, really, and I'm sorry to get into this, but I'm going to make a point here. You know, my dad was really abusive towards me growing up, physically, emotionally. You know, I watched him, I mean, I experienced him abusing me, like I said, verbally and physically, but also abused, witnessed him, you know, hitting my mom and stuff. And so, like, and he was an alcoholic before he got into meth and everything. I don't even know if I've talked about that on here. But the point is like, I'm someone who has been through, and I mean, I know, you know what, I'll even, you know, we got evicted from our house, you know, I had to move out and get my own place because we were getting evicted from our place. There's just so many, one thing after another, and I don't dwell on that stuff, like, it's my story, but I don't, you know, it's like, I'm not okay, but I know how to deal. You know, I've gone through therapy, and I have outlets where I can, you know, help with the healing process of all these things. And I guess when I don't like victim mentality, you guys. This is why I think people are getting mad at me, but, like, there's a victim mentality that I just, you know, feel sorry for me, woe is me, oh, negative, negative, negative. And that's kind of what I got in reading Britney's book, you know. It's just like, yeah, like, you had all these, you know, like, yeah, your dad's an alcoholic, you know, he stole money from you. I guess Justin cheated on you, but you cheated on him too, and you admitted that, and, you know, and you weren't on drugs, so she says. And I'm not sure I believe her, you know, she says up and down in the book that she wasn't on drugs, and she was on Adderall, she admits to. But, like, thing is, like, you know, I talked about this on here, but, like, one of my ex-girlfriends, not my most recent ex, but, you know, she cheated on me, and I caught her cheating on me, but then it made me not trust her, which is why we ultimately broke up, and among other things. But, it made me question whether she had cheated on me before, and whether this was just the first time that I found out about it. Because, you know, what I know about cheaters and liars is that they do it over and over again. So they might admit to one thing, but really they did a lot more things. They just admit to, you know, you plead guilty to a lesser charge kind of thing. I don't know anything about whether or not, what the timeline of events are. I know that in her book, she says Justin cheated on her, and then they had an abortion, and then she cheated on him. And it was only once, and it's whatever. And I'm not saying I don't believe it. I'm not sure if I believe it, you know? Because, like I said, the whole book is a victim mentality thing, and everyone on the internet is, you know, cancel Justin. That it's like, okay, because he cheated on her? Like, yeah, it sucks, dude. And be oh, because you know, he painted the picture that he was the one that got cheated on, and everyone hated Britney because of it. And it's like, I mean, maybe, but Britney did a lot of other shit after that that made people kind of look a certain way about her. And you know, she broke up K-Fed. K-Fed was in a relationship, and he had two kids with another woman. And you know, people forget about that. And so it's just like, I'm on Team Justin on this one. If it's not clear at this point, like I said, love Britney. Am hoping that she can come back from all of this, because Britney is, I mean, she was the princess of pop, dude. Like, you know, you got your Madonna, and then you got your Britney, and then you got them together making out on the fucking MTV, the VMAs. And you know, that was an iconic moment and whatever. But like, okay, so like, let's just say Justin did cheat on her. And let's just say that Britney wanted to have the baby, but Justin, quote unquote, convinced her to have an abortion. I mean, unless you're a Christian, a hardcore Christian, and I don't like to talk politics because it's just too divisive. I don't talk about it on stage when I'm doing comedy. It's just, you're never going to please everybody. But I'm going to go out on a limb here on this podcast and say I'm not pro-abortion. I'm pro a woman's white right to choose. So, well, how can you be that? What I mean by that is I'm not going to go out and get abortions every other week, but I think it's a woman's body and it's a woman's right to choose. So if Britney had the right to choose whether Justin convinced her or not, she could have kept the baby. So to vilify Justin because he cheated on her, and maybe it was his idea to have an, I think it's just unfair. When you look back at how young they were and how, you know, how huge they both were, and how it probably wouldn't have been the best move for either one of them at that time. You can't really blame the decisions. The cheating, I mean, it's fucked up, dude. You know, as someone who hasn't done that, you know, but like, I just don't think he should be vilified for it, you know? And just like, I mean, you know, I blamed Britney for cheating on Justin with Wade, but I still loved her. You know, I just felt like that post them breaking up, she went on a downhill spiral, and that's well documented. Whether you blame the breakup or not, she went on a downward spiral after they broke up. So, and she's, you know, she's gotten her power back, I guess, but that's my two cents. As I told the Wall Street Journal, I don't see how any of this is going to affect an NSYNC tour, because Justin didn't do anything illegal. Like I said, Nick Carter accused of sexual assault. That's illegal. Cheating on somebody and having an abortion at a young age because you're not ready to be a parent, not illegal. Morally, like I said, if you're Christian, maybe you're against that, but at the end of the day, perfectly within the limits of the law. So, like I said, that's my two cents. I wish Britney would have spent more time in the book talking about the great things that she did and elaborating on those, because I felt like everything, I mean, Britney was on top of the world, you know? And she does talk about some of her accomplishments, but like, not nearly as much as she talks about, like I said, all the shit that she's been through and whatnot. And I just, that's for me why I didn't love the book. You know, I like reading books that inspire me. You know, like I've read, I don't know if you guys know who David Goggins is, but he's so inspiring. And you know, or Lance's book, and just like, just I want to hear, you know, I want to be inspired, dude. I want to feel sorry for somebody for 5 hours or whatever, you know. So anyway, that's my two cents on those things. I'm trying to think if there's any other big NSYNC news. Obviously, there were early screenings of Trolls this past weekend. I didn't get to go. I was going to, and I got busy, dude. So Trolls comes out next Friday, the 17th, which means there's probably going to be early showings on Thursday. Make sure you guys go out and support the movie. I'm sure you guys will. Sadly, the song has fallen out of the charts. So hopefully we can get that back in there, which I'm sure we will. You know, there's still lots of stuff coming with from the band. You know, we know that. We don't know what, we don't know when, but, you know, we know that there's things coming. So, with that being said, we got to get back to what we're supposed to do on this podcast. As you guys know, every episode we break down lyrics of a song. And, you know, we've been a little inconsistent, but here we go. This week on the Here We Go podcast, we are going to talk about Last Night on the Justified album, written by one Chad Hugo, Pharrell Williams, and Justin Randall Timberlake. Chad and Pharrell, obviously the Neptunes. This is a great song. Knowing that you really broke my heart in a piece or two. You know, this is, like I said, you know, back in the day, which was a Wednesday, by the way, thank you, Dane Cook, we know that, you know, there were a lot of, especially like in pop, you know, you had your album fillers, which were songs that didn't make the radio, but, you know, you had to put a whole album together, and a lot of times you didn't necessarily listen to the whole album, but, you know, for me, from NSYNC, No Strings Attached, Celebrity, and then into Justin, like, there wasn't a lot of skipping songs. I didn't love Nothing Else. It wasn't my favorite, and I talked about that last episode, but Last Night was a song that I was just like, yeah, dude, this song's fucking... Also kind of had that, you know, Michael Jackson vibe, you know? So let's get into this, because I love this song. I just want to enjoy my life. You and me both, buddy. You and me both. And show this world how to care. If you guys follow me on social, which you better, at Peter Sirs on Instagram, at Peter Sirs 1 on Twitter, because I got kicked off, at Peter Sirs on Threads, if you're there. I got a YouTube channel, Peter Sirs, TikTok, at Peter Sirs. Anyway, one of my things is all I want to do on this planet is entertain and inspire. So, you know, that's kind of similar to what Justin said. I just want to enjoy my life and show the world how to care. Similar. And nothing brings more joy to my life than knowing my girl will be there. Now, this is, I'm going to try not to cry. As you guys know, I mean, I've been going through a breakup for a year. I'm healing slowly but surely. I'm getting some of my swagger back. I don't have all of it back, but I know exactly. I love that feeling of having your ride or die by your side, enjoying your life, and knowing that person will be there. But then we get into this next line. Are you happy, girl? Knowing that you right near broke my heart in a piece or two. This song definitely about, not about my ex, but, you know, makes me think about my ex. Knowing that I would have walked across the ocean for you. Yeah. Totally. Unconditional love. Been there. Saying you're young and confused. Well, that's a lame excuse. That's why the only one to blame is you for last night. Yeah, this is all on you, dude. I fucking, I cried, I pleaded, and it was still not enough. Last night, can't believe what I was hearing. Telling me to have a nice life? Like, what, dude? We were together for 7 years. This is not about me. So tonight, I don't think I'll spare your feelings. Basically, I'm going to go fuck somebody. And I don't care if you find out about it. I'm going to do for me what's right. Okay. So, I'm just going to do me, dude. Basically. Before that was a phrase. Do me. In your eyes, I see a second chance. That's in a post-breakup scenario. Of course you see that when you don't want the person to leave you. Maybe I should take another glance. Maybe I don't really see, maybe I want to see that, but that's not really what's behind those eyes. But for now, I'll wash my hands. Because I love you, baby. Love you, baby. It's like, yeah, I'm just fucking done, dude. I get it. Are you happy, girl? Knowing that you right near broke my heart in a piece or two. Knowing that I would have walked across the ocean for you. Saying you're young and confused. Well, that's a lame excuse. That's why the only one to blame is you for last night. Now, we could talk about this as it relates to the song or at the book. You know, being young isn't an excuse per se. But it kind of is. You know, your younger years are made to make those mistakes and to live recklessly and, you know, just not put as much thought into things because you're young, dude. You have all the time in the world, or you think you do, to make mistakes and learn from your mistakes and whatnot. It just is. So, you know, I've had girls break up with me because they were, you know, too young. I mean, this is years ago, but, you know, like, you know, when you're young, you just, you know, you want to live a little bit more. Like, you don't want to settle down. You want to see, you want to make sure that you're with the one, hopefully, you know. I hope you're thinking, remember, girl, when I was your man? Yeah, trust, dude. I think this every fucking day. I hope it sinks in. If you don't understand, you don't understand. Regardless, I'm dreaming the way I feel about you. Ow. Last night, can't believe what I was hearing. Telling me to have a nice life. So we're going to repeat this a couple times, so we're not going to. But we're going to go back to, I hope you're thinking, remember, girl, when I was your man. I hope it sinks in. One more time. Regardless, I'm dreaming the way I feel about you. Yeah. Like, regardless, dude, whatever, like, still want to be with you. It is what it is, you know. See, I ain't gonna be the one. Ain't gonna play these games with you. But I still love you. That's the fucked up thing, right? Like, even though you know someone's not the best for you, even though they hurt you, they did whatever they did to you, you can't completely hate them because you love them, dude. That's what's fucked up about love, man. Remember, girl, when I was your man. Ain't nothing gonna take that away. No, 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 no. I'm going through that right now, you guys. You know, as you guys know, breakup, whatever. Dated a little bit. hooked up with a couple people, not a big deal, but still very much have feelings for my ex. It is what it is. We spent 7 years together. It's going to take me a while to be completely over, and maybe I might not ever be, but she's always going to have a special place in my heart. But like, I'm going through these things where, you know, like yesterday I drove by our old place and our another place that I used to, and it's just like there's so many memories of our relationship scattered across the city that I live in. And it's weird, but it's just like nothing's going to take that away. See, I remember in December, that just rhymes. He just threw that in there because it rhymes. We were walking, holding hands, and I was your man. Can't we just get back to that? Baby. I mean, great fucking song, dude. Quite the eventful few weeks. I'm sorry, you guys, that I haven't been able to be consistent. It pains me because I really enjoyed this podcast. And I don't know if you guys know, but I ended one of my other podcasts. So now I only have this podcast and my other podcast, The Camera Adds 10 Pounds, which is not anything remotely like this podcast. But anyway, I cannot promise because I don't want to keep breaking promises, but I have every intention on being back next week and the week after. We still got some songs from the Christmas album that we haven't gone over on this podcast. So as we get into November, we have a few. So I'll probably start getting, I'll rewind and go back to some of those songs that we haven't gone over on this podcast. And then we'll get back to Justin. And, you know, I'm sure we'll have some fun news here and there in between. So that's the podcast in a nutshell. If you're new here, welcome. I'm supposed to do this every week. I fuck up sometimes. Like I said, I travel a lot from my other job, and it's hard for me sometimes, and whatever. So anyway, when we're here, you guys get it. Just subscribe on Apple or Spotify. If you follow me on social at Peter Sirs, I'll post all the time when I release a new episode and whatnot. Sometimes I have guests. Sometimes it's just me. But it will always be centered around NSYNC and the band and maybe a little bit of my life intertwined in those and other things going on that's relevant to the band. So with that being said, I apologize for being gone for a couple weeks, but also I appreciate all of you guys. Appreciate the Wall Street Journal for giving me a little shout out. And hopefully we can keep doing this, man. We got big things coming. Go see Trolls next week. And then I'll see you guys next week. All right. Bye. Knowing that I would have walked across the ocean for you, saying you're young and confused. Well, that's a lame excuse. That's why the only one to blame is you. For